They're back. The show with the pressure and Frosty.
This is what you've been waiting for. This is what you've been waiting for. This is what you've been waiting for. This is what you've been waiting for.
Hello and welcome back to the show. It is September. How are you all doing? It's kind of a crazy time. Time's flown by, and I think we've just managed to squeeze this last podcast in, because we did say we're going to do one a month, and I think we've just about, fingers crossed, if this goes to the edit, I've done it, but I've got one day after this record to do it.
That should be enough, because you do have credits in media for advanced radio production, so you should be able to turn this around pretty quickly.
It does take time. It's quality. This show is a quality show, and I can't just throw any old bits of tat together.
Just put it out. They won't care.
It's all about standards. And if you love what you do, then other people will like it as well. So I will give it a bit of care and attention. Although it is going to be very busy because I need to learn lines for a film I'm doing this weekend.
Wow.
Which is quite exciting. Yeah.
So it was you that wanted to drop out all along. I knew it.
No, I wanted to do it last week.
I don't think we'll have time, will we? Suggestive face. suggestive waiting for a negative response face. Preemptive suggestive to say, I don't really want to come. Do I still have to come? Okay.
Last week, I said, let's do one in the evening. And there was just...
I don't like evening ones. This needs to be between 9 and 5. This isn't, for me, this isn't enjoyment. This is work. So it needs to be during working hours.
Yeah, I know. But look, we're both working girls, aren't we? You know, we're not available in the days a lot of the time.
Is this you autumn setting now? So shirt, tie, cardigan.
Yeah, this is me now. I've got my cardigan and don't forget the vest. Have to wear a vest now.
Yeah, previous listener will remember When Is It Cold, which was probably about this time of year, looking all the ins and outs of sort of chilliness and how to kind of measure and merit that. And I suppose the vest wearing is a definite sign of when it's cold, isn't it?
Yeah, there was a definite moment 2-3 days ago when I thought, you know what, I'm going to have to put a vest on. And, you know, I like wearing the vest, but you've got to color code it. So if you're wearing a dark shirt, you wear a black vest. If you're wearing a light shirt, you've got to wear a white vest because it looks weird. You don't want to see your vest through the shirt.
Anyone that's happy for you to see your t-shirt underneath and it's not the right color is like, oh,
yeah.
People that wear a black t-shirt under something and you're a wrong'un. Put it away.
They're the kind of people that don't iron their clothes and they leave their clothes, once they've washed it, they leave it go wet for a bit so it always smells musty. You know, that's what they smell like, I think.
You'll like a bit of this to sort of stand out, because when they got to sixth form, you were allowed to take your tie off. At Ooh. School, they kept their tie on and they did it up to the top. Again, just to sort of be a bit different. Similar to the look you're wearing today, almost similar with the sort of cardigan-y look. Jarvis Cocker, that used to be his thing back when he was at school.
Look. Yeah, I like it. I like the look. It's a statement, isn't it? You know, you take pride in the way you look.
If you get time, which you won't because you're busy, there's a really great show called The Cultural Life. It's a Radio 4 show, and it's in-depth conversations with some of the world's leading artists and creatives across theatre, visual arts, music, dance, film, and more. It's hosted by John Wilson, and Jarvis was a guest quite a while ago, and he reveals some of his fashion inspo from when he was at school. You're now a school teacher. He talks about when he was at school, so you can listen to those on the BBC Sounds app if you want to. Really great listen.
Yeah, I think he's a great interview as well, because he's very honest, he's very smart, and he talks about his life. And he was doing the rounds because he's got a book out about things that he found in his attic. He's clearing out his attic and he's got loads of really cool, interesting, quirky things from the 90s, the noughties. And basically the book is just the things that he's found.
That's Jarvis, is it?
Yeah, it's called something like We Love Pop, or...
All right.
There's a play on words with that. And it's really good. He talks about, you know, the things that you get for free when you, like with Tango. Sometimes they might give you like a free toy if you collect certain ring pulls or pogs, you know, really sort of niche old school 90s things. And yeah, it's really fun. He was talking about it on a few podcasts. So he's a cool guy. You know, I wear a shirt and tie. I'm the only teacher in the school that wears a shirt and tie. But you know, I like it. It's I feel like if I treat myself seriously, you're going to treat me seriously.
Yeah, pull the other one, mate. Tell us about your film. That's probably a bit more exciting than learning the A to Z again.
So this film, I play the co-lead, and it's about a new couple. They don't quite know each other too well, but they're going to her boss's house party. And they turn up thinking it's just a regular party, and they find out that everyone's in costume, in togas, and they have to pick out keys from a bowl. And obviously the idea is that they think it's a sex orgy party, and we're like, are we going to do this? Are we cool with it, you know?
Have you ever done a sex scene?
Oh, yeah. Oh, have I done a... the closest I've done to a sex
Oh,
scene,
yeah. Oh, well,
I've
wait
done
minute.
Sex.
I've dreamt about it loads, so I've looked at it on the telly all the time.
I have done an intimate scene on film.
Yeah?
I didn't like it. It was weird.
What were you wearing?
We were in bed and both of our tops were off.
Was she fully untopped?
No, she's like, you know how they tuck it just over the boob in films?
Okay.
But she was like implied naked and top was completely off.
Oh, you didn't have your vest on?
I didn't. No, my vest is off. And
share the link, please.
It was awful. She had to, when she was talking to me, being all like, ooh... she had to play with my nipple with her finger.
yuck.
It was so bad. And I was just...
Who likes that anyway?
I hated it. I hated it.
Yeah, but who likes it?
I don't know. But it was embarrassing because, you know, regardless of how you feel, your nipple will become erect if it keeps getting touched, won't it? It's not a sexy thing. It's just skin. It's just skin. So it was very embarrassing. I didn't like it.
Sounds like something else couldn't help it.
The nipples. You know, Shakira, the hips don't lie.
Yep.
The nips don't lie with me.
That's good. Have you told that
Thank
line
you.
Before?
No, I just came up with it right now. Thank
okay,
you very much.
Good. Write it down. So I want to hear it again. This so is Owen Frost. The nips don't lie.
I might turn that into a jingle.
Did you go Kenny's play the other week?
No, it was all the way in Essex. There's
good.
No way I could make that.
I think you should make a new rule that I'm just not going to silly places. You know, I went to this theatre in Cornwall when I was there in the summer, and it was in the middle of nowhere. It was a nice theatre, but it just took forever to get to, and it was Shakespeare. And I think those two things together. If Shakespeare's on your doorstep, I might go and watch it. But if it's any, if you have to travel or if you have to see Shakespeare, when it comes to a play, even if your friend's written it, directed it, stars in it, gets nipple tweaked, just say no, kids. Just say no.
Yeah, I mean, I always like to go to support friends.
Not
but yeah,
embarking,
it was
flipping heck.
Hornchurch it was.
Hornchurch.
Yeah.
That's even further, probably.
It is, yeah. Well, it took about, I went on Google Maps to have a look, and it was like 3 hours there, 3 hours back on Tuesday and Wednesday. So he was fine about it.
Flip that.
Yeah, so I didn't go. But the film, it's not a sex party.
Ah, okay.
So, we turn up, we were like, should we go with it? And we don't know if the other one wants to do it, so we both pretend that we do want to do it, but we don't.
Nice, okay.
And then we all get separated, and I'm being all sexy, and the other person's being all sexy, trying to prove a point. And then it turns out that it's a murder mystery night, and they're all in costume for the murder mystery night. So it's like a comedy, relationship comedy sort of thing.
Would you like to go on a murder mystery night if I find one?
Yeah, I'd love to go on a murder mystery night. You've got to just forget about the actors, really, haven't you? You've got to just imagine that they're real people.
No, I like to play along. I like to try and get in it. Because like at Le Clique, when he got me up into the crowd and I sort of played along. And then at the end of it, he gave me a wink like, oh, thanks, mate. Thanks, you really made the show tonight, mate. Because sometimes we get a few stinkers and they don't want to play. But you really played along. So I like to play
you
along.
The,
I like to play
you,
up.
You were the best. You were the
I
best.
Like to,
you were
you
the
know,
best.
I like to be really shocked by what they say and what they do and be like, my gosh. I just get into it. I try and inspire the other people. I'm like the 12th man. So you've got your cast and your crew and everyone's a bit, I'm a banker, I'm a boring teacher, I'm a crap playwright out in Essex. And they're all a bit wooden. And because I'm so into it and like lapping it up.
You're a loose cannon.
Other people are like, I can be like that as well.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I did actually. I performed in a murder mystery evening one time. It was awful, but it was very fun at the same time. It was the Office version of it. So they had the official David Brent impersonator. Ah. He was amazing. He was so funny. Tom Tilbury played Tim, the main guy.
Tom Tilbury?
Yeah. I played Gareth in it, the nerdy guy.
Yeah.
And
Gareth Keenan, yeah.
And then Ben Upson was one of the people in it.
Oh, no.
And I obviously can't do like a Bristolian accent, so my
yeah, you can. I've seen you do it before. I've even seen you like eat like that before, where you just put both hands in the plate and you like don't even come up for air. You just keep like you just put food in your mouth. You put food in your mouth and then you top it up with more food. I've seen you do it.
I like the show so much. I might have another packet of crisps.
I went through some photos the other night from when I found a deck that were from when I did the TV Lookalike Awards, and there were three Ricky Gervaises there. So popular was The Office and Gervais at the time. So I wonder which one went on to become the official one. Only you will know.
Yeah, I tell you what, he was amazing. Well, I love that you, listeners, if you don't know, Dave was the official, or I'm saying he's the official.
Still am.
He played Ant McPartlin out of Ant and Dec. And these photographs are wild. I think it's a very good likeness. This is like Pop Idol time where you had the spiky hair, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not like now. But it was a lot of fun. And he was on ITV, a primetime show, about the there was an awards for the best looky likeys. And he was on it. It was absolutely wild seeing him on it. Well done.
Yeah, it's really funny looking at the pictures again the other night. Just how uncanny these people. Because after that, I just was obsessed with bad lookalikes. I still love bad lookalikes to this day. It just for me, it tickles me a heck of a lot when I see someone that sort of looks like someone else, but it's a really bad lookalike. If you're a good lookalike, it doesn't work. A bad lookalike look is just brilliant.
Yeah, it's a bit like the waxworks with the terrible waxworks. Like Madame Tussauds is pretty good, but then you get these other ones in different countries where it's just terrible. And I love it. I love all that kind of stuff.
It would have to be about people not being welcome with you, wouldn't it? It always goes down that down that road, you know.
We
don't like visitors round here, mate. I'm trying to eat. Keep the noise down.
We have to apologise for the listeners in Bristol for this terrible stereotype.
I just went Bristol and they're really nice, so there you go. I've taken it all back.
I've been listening to the show for about 5 years. My favorite.
Talking about murder mysteries, me and Stacey are going to go on our first ever escape room next week. I know you don't like them because you're worried that you'll get killed.
Yeah, literally killed, it happened. It?
Yeah. Did it really happen?
Yeah, I don't want to lower the time, but it happened. I got scared, and I'm still scared. I went on Fort Park Fright Night. You were outside, and that was bad enough, so I'm not going in a womb with you and the bloody earth. Like, no fear. You watch horror movies, though, don't you? Isn't that one of your things that you like to do?
It's not a thing.
I'm scared of scary things. So
are you? That's funny. I didn't think that.
I don't want to play along. If it means I'm getting, I'd be scared, you know. I'd be suckered into it.
That is funny. I thought you'd be like all too cool for school sort of thing, but
nah. I don't. Yeah, you know, I haven't watched a scary movie in a while, but they used to just stay with me. Woman in Black, when I went to see that haunted me for ages. If I see a rocking chair, it still brings it all back.
But the escape room that me and Stacey are going to is a vampire themed one. We've got to get out before, I think, Dracula comes out of the coffin or something like that in the middle of the room. It's for Stacey's birthday next week. It's a bit like a murder mystery because I don't know if there's going to be an actor in the coffin all for the whole hour just sitting there, or if there's going to be like a puppet, or I don't know. I'll have to let you know.
Okay, recap. Dong. How's the house?
Wow, well, loads has come on. We've still got a way to go, but we've got a kitchen now. So we've got a sink, running water. We've got a dishwasher, which I didn't think I'd like, but it's pretty good. It's all the cups come out really sparkly, the cutlery. It's just perfect. and it saves a lot of time at the end of the day. That's great. It's connected to the internet.
What does it work? So you can look at the internet on the dishwasher?
No, so if I'm away, I can set the dishwasher to go or change the program or have a look to see how much is left on the program.
Why though?
I don't know. I don't know. But
if you're
away,
you go away, how many times do you want to wash the dishes? Surely just once is enough.
Once, yeah. You load it up, you put the tablet in, you close it. And then
you just turn it on.
You go away. You go to the train, go to London.
Yeah.
And then you go on your phone and you choose what you want and then turn it on that way.
Well, you can't just put it in and turn it on.
You can, yeah. I don't know.
Overnight, probably where we live and you live, there's a thing called Economy 6 or 7 and it's a cheaper electricity thing. So I guess if you were away and you wanted it to go overnight, you could do that or...
Yeah.
Usually set them on the front and say delay by so many hours.
24 hours, this one.
Yeah, why? Okay.
I don't know. I just like getting the notification going, your dishes are now clean on my phone when I'm at work.
How does it know? Because there could be a stubborn pan in there.
Well, that's true. It doesn't say the
dishwasher.
Why
would you want a notification to say that the dishwasher's finished? Oh, let's go home now. The dishwasher's done. The washing machine is useful because I don't want my clothes to be in there for even a second longer than they have to.
Yeah.
So the washing machine's... But then if you're out and you get a thing, are you going to go home to empty the washing machine? Or the dishwasher?
So I just get... When I'm teaching in the middle of a class, it says...
Turn that off. Concentrate on the kids.
No!
They've got it hard enough as it is, you know.
Now, sorry, Timmy. I'll tell you what 202 is once I just find out.
And
if
you
my
look at
clean.
Your watch to engage with that level of...
I do. It makes me go, it's done.
I'm annoyed because my watch is so old. It's an iWatch 2, Series 2.
Oh, you need to get a new one.
If I set it to do anything other than now... like hit workout, it just sort of turns off and dies, so it just doesn't count things properly. And if it uses the if I just tell it I'm swimming or on my bicycle or anything that needs GPS, dead in the water straight away.
The battery is just terrible on that, you know. It's good for the time.
Now look, I wear two watches because I don't want to look at the time on my iWatch because I don't want to wear it down. And if I go and use it on the tube and stuff or pay for things again, that's it, dead. I'm like, where's my calorie count gone now?
That is so bad.
Lewis Hamilton wears three.
What's he got three for?
Well, they're fascists in Formula One. Max Mosley and the Mosley family, if you want to Google them and research them, you know, they used to own Formula One. So they said no jewellery. Oh, it's dangerous. No jewellery. So in protest, he put on everything he owned and went to this press conference when he knew they would ask him. And they were like, why have you got three watches? He's like, hey, man, because, I got friends in LA. I've got friends all around the world. Yeah. So I need to know. So that's me.
That's brilliant.
But I've only got friends in London. Just in the UK. So on one watch, it says the time. And the other one, 2 minutes slower, the same time.
So what do you use the Apple Watch for now then, if you can't use it for exercise or paying for things?
Well, I do. I just have to then, I can only tell it certain things. And then I have to, if I'm going to have a busy day, I have to charge it. And if there's only one charger, because they've only got that one charger.
They do indeed. The new
one is wireless. I saw the link and you can wirelessly charge the new one. So that's a bit of fun, isn't it?
You can wirelessly charge it.
Same as your, you know, that silly little wireless cradle you've got.
Oh, you can use the Qi charger on
you
that as well.
You can do that
yeah.
with an iPod watch.
Yeah, that's good.
Series, not two.
Seven.
So. I looked on eBay, though. You can probably get a 5 or a 6 for about 100 quid, so that's probably what I'm going to do.
But then just get a new one. Just get
why?
A brand new one.
For like 350 quid or something. Why?
Yeah. Why? Because then it's all new and nice.
Yeah, but why? What do I need it to do other than tell me I'm doing a workout and I've done all my calories and then that you're losing?
I don't need it.
It doesn't have any notifications and I don't control my dishwasher with it and I don't, you know, look at my emails on it. So what the heck? You think I'm missing out? You need to look at yourself in the mirror, mate.
The Black Mirror.
Hi, it's me, Lucy D, and you're listening to The Show with the Pressure and Frosty.
I'm 40 now.
Oh,
I'm
my
40.
Gosh. So you've said it in the sort of confused way that someone that gets to that sort of age would just blurt out with it without anyone asking. They just go, that's just dawned on you 29 days late.
Yeah, it's crazy. I forget that I'm 40 and then someone will ask me how old you are, and I'm like, I'm 40. What?
What are the different feelings, or what are the things that maybe 10 years ago didn't phase, or you didn't feel, and you do now, that you think, oh God, oh, I'm getting a bit, you know, creaky?
Physically, I think nothing. No, I've got a bad hip, but that's to do with the marathon. Aside from that,
what level of trimness are you in right now?
Oh, well, that's a separate matter. Yes. I'll answer the first question, and I'll move on to the second. So the first question, what am I thinking differently? What's different between 30 and 40? Now that I'm 40, I really do feel like there's an end, like time is finite, and there's not like forever time anymore. Okay. I feel like, oh no, I can't go, oh, I'll be fine in a few years' time. It'll be fine in 3 or 4 years' time. I do feel like, if I want to do it, I've got to, like, can't just expect it to just happen on its own. So I've got to really sort of do stuff, you know, because that's kind of a not very nice, but sort of is necessary thought.
So what are you going to do then?
Well, I think I've been changing the way I've been thinking. So being more proactive in just everyday life and not just slumping, you know. I feel like I get a little bit, like I came up with this term as I was driving in the car, mentally slouching.
Oh,
where,
wow.
Yeah, I came up with it. I just thought, yeah, that's what I do, you know. If I'm feeling a bit tired or a bit fed up or just bored, I'll just be a little bit grumpy or just maybe not as responsive or not give as much or not try as much. And I've just thought, right, I know what it is now. I've labeled it. So if I know what it is, I can just go, no, let's rewrite that script. You know, I don't need to be like that. I don't need to feel like that. I can rethink it. And then by doing that, other people respond in a more positive way and give more of themselves and I get more back. And so, you know, it's that really, just living a better life rather than having solid goals, which I do have. Like, acting is always going to be a solid goal of mine, but in general day-to-day things, I want to be a bit more alert, a bit more proactive, and not waste just going, oh, I'm tired, so that's one of the things.
Have you implemented that yet since you made this change? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just like, oh, I'm doing it now, or there was that one moment I did it. It's like a constant thing in just every day-to-day life. You know, in the evenings, at about 7:30 or 8:00, like, I'm so tired because my face goes a bit, Stacey calls it rubbery. She hates looking at my face and I'm really tired like that. And you know, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm just going to stay alert, or I'll have a little nap and then wake up a bit more. And just ask questions, be a bit more, not funny, but just be a bit more genuine in what would I say if I was feeling really great, and then I'll say it, and then it makes me feel better. And so that's working at the minute. Might not work forever, but, you know, I'm trying it.
Oh, good luck. Let us know how you get on. We'll see you in a month's time to see how your slow face is responding to being a positive, more upbeat person 40 years in. You've given us this, you know, you've given us that saggy droop for 40 years and now you've decided to change your ways. Well, I like this change of attitude and I hope it does persist for at least, you know, enough time for us all to experience it once rather than, what was it called? Slouch mind or something.
Mentally slouching.
Mentally slouching.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if that's a thing, but I like it. But talking about physicality, I still got ID'd. I got ID'd 2 days after my birthday. Showed
my
ID. Beer. Beer, of course. So yeah, I got ID'd for that. Going back to your other question, which was about fitness and exercise.
Yeah.
Oh, it was really bad this summer. Really, really bad. Fitness wise, I think it's the perfect storm. I had an injured hip from the Cork Marathon, which means I can't run, and I've tried running after a month, and it's getting better, but very, very slow. We haven't been able to cook anything, so we're getting a lot more takeaways than we would normally. And it was the summer holidays and I was getting a bit fed up, frustrated. So I was boozing big time for a lot, put on a ton of weight. Guess how heavy I got?
85 kilograms.
More.
No way.
Yeah.
88 kilograms.
More.
Oh, no. 92 kilograms.
More.
100 kilograms.
93. I was 93 kilograms. Yeah. Yeah. Really bad. Really bad.
That is in stone. To 14.6 stone.
Oh, my God.
A short little Humpty Dumpty like you as well.
It's bad. It's bad. So, I've made some changes. I've cut out the booze, mainly. No booze, definitely no booze on the weekend or Fridays. Maybe on a Saturday. Maybe, probably not. I'm exercising every morning on the exercise bike, watching concerts, live concerts. And I'm very much controlling what I'm eating as well. So in the 3 weeks since I've been doing this, I'm now 89 kilograms. So,
oh, so
on the right
four.
Way around.
Yeah. That's like 8 pounds. That's almost a stone already. That's brilliant.
Yeah. So I'm just continuing with that now and see where we go. But yeah, it was pretty bad. I got a shock seeing 93 kilograms. What? That's like almost university days.
What a nut. I'm getting a notification saying it's going to end in 8 minutes. So I'm just going to end it now. Take the power away from Zoom. Restart it, eh? Beat the system. Hey. What do you think?
Yeah, just do that.
All right. I'll see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Okay, a brief recap for everyone. There we are with the show. It's The Pressure and Frosty. It's the September edition already.
Oh, where's the month going? Where's the year going?
Well, it's just gone, hasn't it? It just went because you were having fun. That's what it means.
Oh, where's it going?
You're having fun, so just relax and have the fun. Well, we schedule another meeting. Sat backstage here at the Anders. I'm sat downstairs today because they're having fun upstairs. And I didn't want to spoil the fun. This is probably what Owen's mental mind slug is about. You know, I didn't want to be up there with a saggy face going, could you all be quiet? I'm all the way to go. So I just came outside, let them have fun. They've got some miniature heroes up there. They've got some Prosecco. They're probably having a better time without me. And I'm fine with that. Let the kids have fun and I'll just talk to Owen for 50 minutes until they cut us off. Although, you know, the way that I work the mechanics of this and the way that he responds in a, you know, digital sense. Can I get the invite over to him before you all fall asleep? Probably not. Link two. It's in his post box now. Control V on a Mac keyboard pastes it in so I can just go back to do my emails and stuff. Sat back up here. Oh, my clients got back to me with copy. So we can put that up and out. That's nice. My friend Josie is putting a new song out, which will be fun. It's coming out on the 22nd. She's called Child and the Band. Oh, it's out already. And here I am, backstage at the end, as I've invited Owen to the meetings. We'll see if he shows up and see what we're doing. Oh, here he is.
Hello.
Back again. So I was just talking. Hello. I was just talking to the listener through my thought process in all of that. So there we go. They got a bit of mumbo jumbo. You're going to get even more.
Well, maybe it'll be included like the last episode. That was kind of fun, wasn't it? Last episode, I had the electrician and the builders down. I had to leave it halfway through the podcast, didn't I? That's mad. Feels like ages ago, that.
Well done for persisting with such a mind slug in every other direction. You were able to focus. I'd have just been like fraught and angry at you. I'd have taken it out on you because that's the kind of thing I sort of do.
Bilbo Baggins.
Last weekend, me and Stacey went to buy some tiles, and it sounds quite boring to begin with, so we drove in the car. There was terrible traffic. The M4 was closed, so everyone was using Reading to get through the other side of the M4. So bad that we decided to park the car and just go to the pub and forget about the tiles, because we thought like, this is a thing, right? A paradigm shift, a new way of thinking, like I was telling you about. We could have been miserable in the car all day, or got home, got the tiles, we'd be 3 or 4 o'clock, or we went, you know, let's just go to a pub and have a lovely day. So we did that. And so we went to a pub, had a lovely few pints, and then Stacey found there's a music festival nearby in a pub. So we went there. Music was so-so, but it was fine, you know, it's fine. So we're chatting away, and then out of the blue, this guy, who's kind of a nerdy looking guy, had like glasses, very thin and nerdy looking. He went, shut the F up to me and Stacey, like shouted it at us. I couldn't believe it. So I said to him, what do you mean? shut the F up. And I said, you can't talk to us like that. That's not right. And then another guy said, look, you've had a few drinks, okay? You've had a few drinks. I was like, no, I've not had a few drinks. This guy has told us to shut the F up. Now, if we're making a noise, I'm sorry about that, but you could have asked us politely and they would have been quiet. But saying that is not going to get what you want. So next time, we were about to leave at the time anyway. So I said to him, next time, if you do want people to be quiet, you know, be a nice person and people will be nice back to you. So I shook his hand, right? You're going to do it next time, yeah? Shook his hand and I slapped him on the thigh. He went, have a good day. See you. And walked off. And I was like, all right, good. I've resolved that now. It was good, right? I made him feel bad because I was good and nice. Kill kindness. Kill him with kindness. We walked out. And then, like 10 seconds down the road, a guy grabbed my arm and he said, give me your wallet or I'm going to stab you. A different person. And then Stacey, very cleverly, she just screamed as loud as she could. And him and his mate ran away. I just couldn't believe it. We only went out to get tiles. I've never been told to shut the F up before in a pub. And I've never had an attempted mugging or anything like that before. So it was kind of crazy. Have you ever had anything like that happen to you before?
You get a bit of argy-bargy from time to time. But no, nothing like in the street like that with a sort of... nothing that's ever as... thankfully, touch wood,
yeah.
No. Sounds like you diffused it as best you could in both scenarios, really. But strange that it all came on that day that, you went out to do one thing, thought do something else, and then all this bloody carnage incurred afterwards. Out of nothing.
And the weird thing is, like, I didn't feel... I don't have negative feelings about it. I don't feel like it was a great thing that happened, but I just feel like, yeah, I think we reacted the best we could have in the situation. You know, it's the wisdom of me being 40 now. It's my wise 40-year-old brain. You'll get it, Dave, in December. You'll get this moment where you go, ah, yes. I'm waiting for it. 27th of December.
Well, I don't think that just being angry at all, especially if you put your anger onto anyone else, it's really not fair. If you are angry or annoyed about something and you manage to put that negativity onto somebody else to sort of bring them down and make them grumpy as well, that's a really unfair exchange. If they're just, even if they're level, if they're happy and you drag them down, it's like even worse. But if they're level and you manage to drag them down, if you can do the other way around and someone's having an all right day and through your kindness and humor and charm, you make them have a better day and think in a more positive way. But yeah, just block out that other nonsense. Like we just moved house and we've had so much trouble with the estate agent. And I've been thinking of loads of different ways to just get them back. And I'm like, I don't even have any time to think about them. You know, they're just a tiny portion of my life. And it was very annoying and highly aggravating for only a short window of time. But because it was daily for about 2-3 weeks, it was just a constant like, argh. And when you're moving house, there's so many other bits of tripe you have to deal with anyway. And their just behavior was endless. So I just was thinking, yeah, I'm going to order loads of pizzas to their building. I'm going to order a taxi. I'm going to post things through the postbox. And I thought, I don't have any time to even consider what stupid, childish things I could do to them. I'm just going to leave it.
Yes.
If ever I go past in a motor car, I'm just going to go for too long. Not just like, just holding the horn. Simple.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. So you're living, you could have lived a life, your principle could be to work against somebody and that could take your energy, but you've chosen to not. You've rewritten the script. You're not letting that take over you. That's good.
There's no space for that. There's just not enough. There's no space for that. What I'd be bothered about, even the things that have annoyed you, like I do get really mad, but I try and take myself down a few pegs and then I just try and let it dissolve quite quickly, like an Alka-Seltzer. Just let it go. There you go. Oh, I can drink that now. Oh, it's good for me.
Yeah. I find if I'm smiling and I might even laugh, I'll just go, okay. That sort of makes me feel less angry
Well, like in school, if I'm getting overwhelmed by all the children going, Mr. Frost, Mr. Frost, I just go, what's going on? And even just smiling and laughing is quite effective, I find.
Yeah, if you walk into a room smiling, then the reception you're going to get back from other people is, oh, this guy's a jolly old guy. He's here to have a good time with us. Let's have a good time. I was going to shoot him. I was going to take his wallet. Oh, let's buy him a drink.
Techno robots. Techno robots. Techno robots. Techno robots.
Gadget, gadget, gadget. News, news, news. From a show with the pressure and Frosty.
Oh my God, I cannot wait. iPhone 14, best camera ever. A new little nipple at the top. Couple of cameras. a sort of meter on the top that's an always-on function.
So Dynamic always, Island.
This display is always on, so the time is there. It's a thing they've kind of copied from the Android, but they'd be better because it's Bill Gates and not the other bloke. I cannot wait to get it. I'm in a queue already. It's going to be better than bread.
Oh, I think you've done a little bit of research there, haven't you? Look, you've got all the information there. You've got it.
Yeah, I read the Guardian review of it until I got... I was like, well, I've read enough, surely. Water resistant to about 30 metres. That's what I quite liked.
Yeah, that's pretty good. There's a couple of things that make it good. I mean, it's not like overwhelmingly good. As you say, it's better camera, battery, blah, 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 faster processor, blah, blah, blah. But there is a good thing. The nipple, the dynamic island. I think that's very clever, you know, because the worst bit about the iPhone is the notch. So what they've done is they made it a feature instead. And now they, through graphics and hardware, they make it look like it's moving and part of the system. And from what I've seen on the videos, I think it's a really smart way to not hide it, but actually use it in some extra way. So that's quite smart. It's also got satellite calls on there. If you're in the mountains, as you often are, then if you get lost, you can just go, hello, I'm in the mountain, can you save me? And they'll save you. So there's that. I'm not really fussed. Next year, though, the iPhone 15 is going to be very, very, very good. It's going to be a completely different form factor, but I'm excited about. And it's going to have USB-C charging.
I went to get the current iPhone about 6 months ago-ish, and it was around Easter, and I was like, yeah, I was going to get it. Let's just get it. I'll trade mine in. And I got knocked back for credit, and I was like, what?
Oh, yeah.
But when I paid off my last phone, there was about 35 quid remaining that they didn't even chase up at all, but I knew it was outstanding, and then went and located the bill, just paid it off, so maybe I'll get it. But after that, yeah, ooh, when credit knocks you back, it makes you wait for quite a while, and I've only just paid the bill, so I think I'll wait a bit as well.
Yes,
I
mean, there's
can't
no
really
rush.
See much wrong with it. The battery is a bit, it's starting to fade a bit, but it's okay. I just won't use it like my iWatch. I'll just get I'll just get a house phone again and use that.
Yeah, just walk around with a house phone attached
just
to your
bag. I've got these gadgets, but I don't use them. I just make calls on the house phone again, and I look at my Casio watch because it's easier.
Casio, classic. You can't beat a Casio. That was a lot of money back in the day as well. Digital. Yeah. That was the first digital watch.
Yeah.
It was good. Not only Apple have released new products, but Amazon have had their big day a couple of days ago, releasing all of their new Amazon Alexa devices and all of that. I whisper Alexa because I don't want to turn her on. So the new Amazon devices, the dots and all of that, they're, you know, they better sound, looks nicer. But the exciting thing about these ones are that they automatically extend the range of your Wi-Fi router. So they got inbuilt Wi-Fi extenders, which I think is kind of a smart way of working it. We've got a mesh in the house, which triangulates the router, and it just broadcasts it all the way around to the back of the garden. Because sometimes in different parts of our very large house, the signal can be a bit slow or a bit flaky because we're so far away from the router. So we've got a net mesh, and that does that. But the Amazon device, if it's built in, that's brilliant.
Okay, there we go then. You moving up in the world with an oven that doesn't... Yeah, it's got potential. Dishwasher where you can get updates to say it's finished.
Oh, and we've got an American fridge freezer.
Hey man, you've had an 93 kg. Maybe your next portion should be a little bit less, buddy.
Yeah.
Gadget, gadget, gadget. News, news, news.
I've just moved to Walthamstow, really close to the football ground. When are you going to come and watch the Stow?
Oh, amazing. Is it happening this year before Christmas?
Yeah, pretty much most Saturdays in October.
Okay. I'll work one of them out. A lot of the Saturdays are still doing the house, like floor tiles, wall tiles. We need to get a lot of it done. I've got the Christmas show coming up, starting mid-November. But these aren't excuses. Don't look disappointed. Yes, I'd love to come to one. I will come to one of them, and that'll be very fun.
Yeah. Okay, good.
So you live next. You live near there now, do you?
Yeah, it's about a 10-minute walk, I'd say. 10-15 minutes.
Ah, that
minutes.
Is good.
Yeah, it's very handy.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Is it nice? Where you? What you've got now?
Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah, it's taken. I unloaded. We moved in on Tuesday, and then we unloaded loads last night, and it was looking much more in shape. And then the geezer I get a random call very early this morning, and it was like, "Hello, I'm from Open Beach. Could I come round?" I was like, "Of course you can come round, mate."
Yeah.
So wasn't expecting. So he took an hour or two. So I just did everything. There's no more boxes to unload now. It's all been put in places. And because now I've put most of it away, I know where everything is. It's all been moved again. But it seems to fit. Probably could do with a bit more hanging space. But hey, everyone's got you always want to put something somewhere where you can't, so.
More ways than one. Oh, that's good. Yeah, the boxes. That's the main thing, though, isn't it? Get rid of the boxes.
All gone. All done. Finished. Finito.
Lovely. And what's your commute like now?
Rode in today, and it probably took about 35-40 minutes. And before, it was probably taking about 10-15. So the bicycle journey is a bit longer. If I take the train, then it takes about probably 20 minutes, 10-minute walk to the station. So
I think 10 minutes is nothing, though, is it? 10 minutes, that's like a super luxury. So, you know, general commute is about 30 to 40 minutes anyway, I would say.
Yeah, so I'm there now. I'm kind of back with the normal people, I suppose.
Yeah, and it's also good exercise, isn't it? You know, it's useful and you're exercising at the same time, so you can't complain.
Yeah, it's a nice enough ride. I built it up in my head to be a bit further than it was, but today, the first time I've done it proper today, really, although I did stop to have a call in the middle, but... I did have a widow as well, just because I thought, I've stopped, I might as well.
Well, like the taxi drivers can pee on their taxis, you can pee on your bike, surely.
Exactly.
We'll get you good. 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 We'll get you good.
Right, it's time for What Gets Your Goat, and this month, you know, it's been nine, this would be the ninth goat getting, and I've been racking my brains, and you know, this one's always come across, and I just haven't said it. This month is about pedestrian crossings, from the point of view of a driver, and also from the point of view as a pedestrian. So you press the button for the green man, right? If you're driving on a road, on Oxford Road, where I live, there's about maybe four or five quite close together pedestrian crossings, and it's when people don't respect them. You know, they'll press the button when there's no cars, they'll cross the road, then I arrive, I have to stop because the lights are red, and they've walked off anyway. They didn't need to press the button in the first place. That's annoying. Also, if they're just pressing the button and then walking off, if like a kid pressing the button walking off, that's annoying. And also from the point of view of a pedestrian, have you ever had it where there's people waiting for the green man, you turn up, nobody's pressed the button, you can't see that, you press the yellow wait, 4 seconds later it goes green, you just think, what, why didn't you press the button, you just gotta wait for somebody else to do it for you, come on, live your life.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I like to look, and if I don't need to press it, I don't press it. I don't want to. I don't want to slow traffic down if I don't have to, because it can be slow enough in this country, especially in this city. So I don't want. Yeah, I always look, and even if I'm approaching a zebra crossing and I can see a big string of cars coming, I'm like, maybe I'll wait for them to do their thing. If it's a bicyclist, I don't want them to slow down because it takes much more effort to pull away on a bicycle. So I just try and. I don't even look like I'm crossing, and then I go for it. But if it's something like, if it's like an annoying vehicle, then I'll purposely, if someone's speeding in a Beamer, then I purposely, I step out at a sudden, so then they have to suddenly stop. It's like, well, why are you going, why are you driving so quick? And then I really stare at them as if like, well, you shouldn't have been speeding anyway. This is a 20, pretty much everywhere is 20 around here. Why are you trying, why do you think you can drive like that?
Yeah, anyway. Give them the eye. Is this on the zebra crossing?
Yeah, and if it's a, because if it's a one zebra crossing, well, either or, because you've got to cross two lanes. You've got to cross the car going that way and then the other way. And even if there's a divide in the middle, if you're driving your Beamer at us, you should be slowing down anyway. You shouldn't be thinking, oh, I can just go at 40 here. You should be thinking, aha, there's hazard observation. I should be observing hazards, not putting my foot down.
Absolutely. Yeah, listening, I'm very much on that.
Listening to crap music, smoking a vape. You shouldn't be doing those things. So I'm going to purposely make you jolt in your seatbelt is one and of my things. And the other thing is, I just won't. I'll wait for if people look like nice motorists, I'll let them drive past, and then I'll step into the road. So you know, I do the flip coin as well, like you do.
Wow, yeah, the two extremes there. Yeah, I can see that. You know, I'm very much a forceful zebra crossing person, and I will always give a little wave of thanks. I'll never just walk across strutting. Not wave?
This one's for you then. So when I was in Cornwall, you're endlessly having to let people pass all the time when you're driving because all the roads are sort of, they get down to one lane all the time.
So you have
to. So even if it's your side of the road and you're letting people come through, everyone gives this little sort of wave.
Yeah.
At the steering wheel. And I was thinking, absolutely, this is the type of thing that Owen would just get sick of and he would just not do it because he'd
no way. You must wave.
But this is all the time. It's all the time. It's like on. It's like 10 times per journey.
Just hand up. Sometimes I'll just do a nod. If I've done it a lot, a nod and little thumb. Sometimes if I feel really appreciative, if they let me through in a junction, I'll give a thumb up. I'll go, yeah, I'll do that. I'm very grateful.
Well, I hired a van this week and I was letting everyone pull out. And it is a good code amongst van drivers. They just let other people pull out. It's really good. And then this guy was trying to... What was he trying to do? He was trying to do something a bit stupid. And I was like, no way, mate. Just drive it. Nah, you're not coming through. Don't even think about it, buddy.
It's nice to have the power. It's nice to just let people through as well. Not be a doormat, but just let people through. Because, it makes people feel good in the end, isn't it,
Yeah.
Well, I think we've come full circle, feeling angry, grumpy goats, coming round and going, do you know what? Let people through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks again for listening. Thanks for waiting until the end of September for our September edition. And we will be back. We will be back in October. We'll be back in October with a brand spanking new episode. It's going to get dark.
Yes, it will be dark, but it will be warm, listener. So you want to come get around us as if you're like getting around the fireplace, and we will just heat you up and just make you feel comfortable and cozy through our chat and monotony. You'll realize that you aren't that boring because we are. So that's how we're going to make you feel comfortable. You're going to walk into the room with your headphones on and be like, okay, my life is better than theirs. I feel better already. So that's what we'll do for you in October.
That is our Operus Mondate. Yeah. Thanks again, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you in October. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
It's time to say goodbye. Yeah. But there's no need to cry.
My favorite.
We'll be back again sometime. The show. The pressure and Frosty.
You look a bit like Coolio, by the way, with your...
Should have mentioned him, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Never mind. No. Would have made it too dated.
But we like dating it sometimes.
Oh, bugger.